There it is. One, two,
very much. We're gonna slow down the pace a little bit and give you another old favorite tune.
From about the same place.
From about the same place. Right here, this stage. Here we go.
You okay?
Sure is quiet in here.
Water.
All right.
Whoops.
We're a real comedy of errors up here.
Whoops.
All right. It can fit.
Well, anyway, before we finish with this tune, and then we'll bring on the dancers.
I want to thank everybody for a wonderful week. It was really great for me, anyway. I think for everybody.
You bet.
Thank you.
It's not over, the comedy.
And he already thanked you, so he's got nothing else to say while he's trying to tune the fiddle.
I bet I did that. Just drink, just pop. When I hit that string, I'm...
in the middle of a concert. Get you all laid back and ready to play. One, two, three.
She went away. Now she's gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. The woman I love don't treat me right. Ran over with the vicar in the middle of the night. Now she's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Thanks a lot. We got a a whole big group of people that like to dance this week, and one of the inspirations of our dance crowd was also the person that headed up the Elder Hostel program this week, and she's going to lead us. She's going to lead a bunch of dancers on the stage here, and we're just going to play an old tune and see what happens. But please make welcome Tina Hicks. So how are you, Tina?
This may be one reason you don't see more commercial old-time music. So I don't think it's a maybe, I think it's definite.
Thank you.
Keep clapping for about 5 more minutes, okay? That was Tina Hicks, Mark Schatz, Eileen Carson, and Susie Gehring doing the dancing. Dirk Powell, Rafe Stefanini, Bruce Molsky, and Beverly Smith playing the music. Tina, myself, and Eileen are all former members of the Greengrass Cloggers, and that was a lot of fun doing that, and I won't tell you the names of the clogging team that we were working on backstage because they aren't fit for polite ears. How about a hand for our sound man back here, Bob Smokula? Sounded great, Bob. And running the lights way up yonder, Larry Smith. Thank you, Larry. And no Augusta event is complete without thanking our guiding light, my boss, our director, Margot Blevin. Thank you, Margot. Hardest working woman in show business. And the Fiddler's Reunion itself, as well as most of the folk arts programs at Augusta, I don't know where they'd be without the hard work and dedication of Jerry Milnes. Let's thank Jerry one more time for all he's done. It may not surprise you to hear you're going to see Jerry one more time yet tonight, backing up a very close friend of his, and really a friend of almost anybody he meets. Melvin Wine is just no way to properly introduce him. There's just so much that you can say about Melvin. I'm always learning more about him. I've only known him a few years. The other day, everyone's always asking him how old he is because he looks so much younger than his years. And someone asked him how he stayed looking so young. And he says, well, I'm just friendly to everybody. And those of you who know Melvin know that that's the truth. He's a very friendly man. Even if he wasn't one of the greatest musicians I'd ever met, he would be one of my favorite people. But on top of that, you add his tremendous musical gift and his generosity with that talent. He'll play with anyone who shows an interest. And one of the things about playing with Melvin is he has a way of looking at you and knowing just how tough a tune you can handle. If you're a beginner player, he'll play something very simple. And as a couple hours go by, all of a sudden you're playing some really complex music. Melvin has a way of bringing you into his music in that way. Anyway, he's a great man, and I know you're going to enjoy him. Let's close out this concert with Melvin Wine and Jerry Milnes.
Thank you. We can get Jerry wound up here, things will happen. Now, he picks out some terrible old songs here, but we're going to fiddle them. I think I better put my hat on his head.
It won't fit.
It won't fit. He's got the big head. Maybe he's always had it. I don't know. You wouldn't find a better guy than him. I don't think. I don't know of any. He gets a call from somewhere and we just take out. He's a reckless driver. But I ain't got banged up yet from him. New Mexico and playing, and we got a little time off and we just went over and laid down, and we thought of a lot of tunes there. He said, can you play them on a fiddle? I said, sure. So that's where he's getting a lot of these old things. They're old songs, but we're playing them anyhow.
How about the Possum's Tail's Bear? Thank you.
raccoon's tail is ringed all around, but the possum's tail is bare. Oh, the possum's tail is bare. Oh, the possum's tail is bare. The old coon's tail is ringed all around, but the possum's tail is bare.
That guitar out, but try the banjo a while.
I asked Melvin to play an old tune of his daddy's. This is one he's named after his father. We call it Bob Wine's tune.
With the tigers and the fleas. That is the way what we're going to play that. Thank you. We'd like to play one over him anyhow.
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let's play Waiting for the Boatman. Thank you. Now then. Now, only one more, huh?
What do you want to play?
What do you want to play? Well, you want me to play.
I'll let you pick the tune.
Who wants to pick the tune?
Rainy Day.
Rainy Day. Well, we're getting better. We're getting better. He wants to play a little bit of Cindy. That's the one that runs the big holes over the pans and the little ones through the crack. Somebody stole my little box back down. I did see the heck one of the dogs. This is played in D. He calls me Pappy and I call him Jerry Bird, huh? All right, let's play this, huh? Sally, won't you marry me now?
Melvin Wine, Jerry Milnes, not only, he cleans up after he leaves. What a polite guy. Thanks, Melvin. The next Augusta event will be Melvin's birthday. Melvin's birthday party, April 15th at the Landmark Theater in Sutton, West Virginia. Melvin's birthday is in April. Actually, the Woody Simmons Day on November 12th is put on by the town of Mill Creek, but we're plugging it for him. So we'll see you all at Woody Simmons Day in November, and then Melvin's birthday, also Phoebe Parson and Sarah Singleton's birthday in April. But jam sessions, singing in the music room, jam sessions throughout the building till the early hours tonight, gospel singing tomorrow morning at 10:30, and 5 weeks of Augusta next summer. Thank you all for coming. Good night.